Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
Red Film Radio from Los Angeles for it. Filming Italy, Los Angeles. We are here for this short showcase or film festival organized by Tiziana Rocca Communication together with the Italian Institute of Culture, and I'm lucky enough to be with Nolan Funk, who is also in some way an old friend of Fred, because you've been with us 5 years ago, a long time ago. In Venice, where you were there for the Canyons.
Yeah.
Was that your first experience?
So I was in Italy for Venice Film Festival for the Canyons when we met. And that was really my first introduction to Italy. And I'll never forget how warmly I was received by the fans. I mean, I think people were, you know, I was amazed at how many people watched Glee and La Diaria di una Nero Superstar. And it was really incredible just to receive so many amazing Italian fans. It was definitely when I first fell in love with Italy.
Yeah, but then you came back to Italy a few times.
Yeah, I've been back a few times.
You were in Sardinia last year.
I was in Sardinia. I came back for Versace. So quite a bit.
Because you have different hats. You are an actor. You are also
an
incredible
musical
performer, and you are a model. You do so many things. But where do you feel more comfortable in these different roles
just,
you have?
I just love working with different types of artists. You know, it's been a really exciting year, from working with Spike Lee to spending some time on Marvelous Miss Maisel with you know, it's just you know, I always enjoy doing different types of art. I mean, we're all just creating. There's no boundaries anymore. Everything I feel like. From, you know, I was shooting in Milan for Style Magazine Italy, and then I was, you know, doing a scene for Spike, and then I'm, you know, at this award show, and you're always doing something different. That's why I love my job.
So you are quite often in Europe as well.
I try to be in Europe as much as I can. I love it there.
You are here because you are getting this Best Movie Award it's called the Spotlight Best Movie Award.
Yeah.
So you mean you really get noticed for all your projects you are doing. Because I had a look very quickly on IMDb, and there are so many projects in the last 12 months.
Thank you.
How can you manage to do all these things, different things also, because they are quite different roles.
Yeah. I mean, I love being able to travel and I love being able to play different types of characters. And so for me, you know, obviously it's always been a dream to be working in Europe. And so I've been really lucky to from Berlin, I Love You to Counterpart, getting to work on these different projects in Europe has been a real treat. And I don't like just doing one thing. Like I've always been very open to like finding these different parts of myself and bringing them forth for a character. It's why I love this, and it's great to be included in you know in this festival with Gina. Obviously, she's an Italian icon, and I still remember, you know, I watched a lot of old movies growing up. So
really? Did you grow up
watching
Italian films as well?
Yeah, I mean, not a ton of European films, but when they came out, of course, you know. And then as I got older, and once I fell in love with acting, and in my teens, I started watching old movies.
Do you have a film that in some way made you think, well, I like to work in this business, I like to be an actor one day, that didn't...
I was so young when I decided I wanted to be an actor. It was like a decision. And, I always wanted to do it. Like, my Friday nights, all I did was watch movies and rent movies. And luckily, you know, my dad's German, so he didn't really put any restrictions on what I watched. So I probably was watching movies that most you know 7-year-olds weren't watching. I mean, I even got hit by a car once trying to rent a movie, because I'd rented one and I didn't want my dad to know, because I thought he wouldn't let me rent another movie. So I like secretly went to return that movie. I got hit by a car because I just loved movies so much that I wanted to rent them.
But do you come from a family in the business?
No, my family's not in the business at all. It was really, you know, I was an athlete, and then when I was 13, that's when I started to make the segue into being an actor.
Let's talk about two of your latest projects. One is, of course, The Marvelous Miss Maisel, which is very popular all over the world at the moment.
I'm so happy to hear that. I mean, I was in Canada a few months ago, and when I told people I'd been working on it, I was met with a lot of blank faces. So I know that it's still something that the industry is really excited about, but I'm happy to hear that you know, you live in London and you're watching it. So that makes me really happy.
In Italy also is very popular.
And in Italy is popular too. No way. Well, that's great. Yeah, that was a hoot. I had so much fun doing that. Rachel is a really just incredibly giving performer, and the sense of humor on the show. I mean, you know, all those characters, they do not disappoint. They all live up to, you know, they have strong personalities on screen and they have strong personalities off screen, and it's a blast. So I love working on it.
It was a good experience.
I mean, wearing those shorts all the time was a little much, but you do what you got to do.
And tell me something about Berlin I Love You, which is another project.
Berlin I Love You. I'm so excited for people to see this movie. It definitely has a European sensibility. It's the sequel to, if you ever saw Paris Je T'aime or New York I Love You. Great actors, Helen Mirren, Keira Knightley, Luke Wilson. I mean, some of my favorite actors in the business are in this film. And, you know, it's about love. And my segment is, I would say it's probably the most, you know, mystical and romantic. Mm-hmm. I get to drum in it. I get to waltz in it. Jenna Dewan, who's my co-star, she's terrific. She looks like Liz Taylor, and is just she's fantastic in it. So it was a real treat. And I love Berlin. You know, I lived there for a few months when I was doing Counterpart, the J.K. Simmons show for Stars, and then going back for Berlin I Love You. I just honestly love that city so much. And when they came to me with the offer for it, and I called the director, Justin Franklin, I said, you know, this reminds me of Tango at the Bode Museum. And that's what the whole story was based on, was this on Sunday nights, people get together and they eat pizza and they do tango right across from the Bode Museum, right on the water. And it's fantastic. So that's where this whole story was inspired.
I'm looking forward to seeing it. I think we have to stop because apparently you are wanted.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Thank you so much, Nola. All
sure
the best for the future.
We should mention the spike thing of it all.
Of course.
Yeah.
No, I forgot about
Brussels. Yeah, that's like the best.
Yeah,
so,
how was that?
Yeah, I had a blast working with Spike Lee over the summer. It was all pretty last minute, and there was this character, and it's you know, I play this very strong personality. He's kind of like a New York kind of flashy guy. He hosts an Urban Wall Street show called The Paper Chase. And you're gonna see some pretty racy stuff.
At what stage of the project are you now doing?
It's where that's gonna be on the next season on Netflix.
Season.
So that comes out in May.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Nola Funk and Fred, the Festival Insider from Filming in Italy in Los Angeles.
Great to see you again. Hi, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.